trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Dancing on Saturday. My older sister Aurelia and I took a jazz dance class this past school year. It was fun, and we were really looking forward to our costumes and doing the recital. Then the schedule came out, and our class had been scheduled for the Sunday performance instead of the one on Saturday. We decided to choose the right and emailed the dance teacher that we wouldn't be able to be in the show so we could keep the Sabbath day holy. It took courage. The next time we went to our dance class, we got a surprise. The teacher said that she didn't want us to not be able to participate, and that we could do a special duet of our dance on Saturday instead. We did, and everyone said it was great. We felt happy that we'd chosen the right. Summer and Aurelia W., ages 9 and 11, Florida.
The Friend for a Friend. One night, my family and some friends had a family home evening. We had the lesson and the closing prayer, and then had a treat. When it was time for our friends to leave, my mom and I told one of my friends about the Friend magazine. She's taking discussions from the missionaries and hadn't heard about the Friend. So I let her look through it. She really liked it. I let her have the August 2007 Friend. I'm glad that I can share the gospel with others. Anna S., age 10, Utah.
Sharing a prayer. One day, my friend Fox came over to my house. At night, my family reads the scriptures and prays together. Fox is not a member of the church, but I asked him if he'd like to join us in doing those things, and he said yes. After we read the scriptures and prayed, Fox told us his favorite Bible story. I felt good because I was being a missionary. I am going to ask him if he can come to church with me someday. Aaron R., age 9, Virginia. Being kind. When Braden started kindergarten, he loved meeting new friends and having fun with them. In class, he noticed one of the boys who was a little different from some of the other children. Sometimes the boy had a hard time sitting still, listening to the teacher, or behaving. Braden knows that Jesus Christ loves everyone, and he really wants to be like Jesus. Braden is kind to the boy in his class, just like Jesus wants him to be. Braden B., age 6, Georgia, with help from his mom. Setting a goal. In 2005, President Gordon B. Hinckley asked members of the church to read the Book of Mormon by the end of the year. I had never read the Book of Mormon all the way through by myself. My family decided that we would take President Hinckley's challenge. We were determined to follow the prophet. I began by reading a chapter a day, and soon found that I could read several chapters a day. I felt good knowing that I was doing what the prophet had asked me to do. Christmas came and I forgot about my goal. On New Year's Eve, I still had 115 pages left to read. I spent most of the day reading. That evening, I finished the Book of Mormon. I learned never to procrastinate what the prophet asks us to do. Justin H., age 9, California. Tell us how you're trying to be like Jesus. Turn to the inside back cover to find out how to send us a letter. End of article. Trying to be like Jesus.